Radio Moments.
This week's memories begin 35 years ago and a commercial radio launch from a pub.
Britain's 22nd independent radio station has just come on the air. It's Heriwood Radio, based in Peterborough in Cambridgeshire. Heriwood is the first news-based station outside London, and it'll give heavy emphasis to news and information programmes.
July 10th. It's a Thursday morning, and let's have a look at the weather for Heriwood area today. It's going to be cloudy once again, I'm afraid, but mainly dry. That's something, apart from one or two light showers around the area. A fairly breezy day, too, with temperatures still...
Heriwood Radio launching from the Rose and Crown pub this week in 1980. Ralph Bernard was the station's news editor back then. In BBC local radio, it's 32 years this week since the start of BBC Radio York.
Theoretically, we ought to have the same appeal for younger couples as we do for older couples. And we hope, in the way that we approach our material, our selection of music, that we'll be able to appeal to perhaps a broader range than other stations have done in the past.
Selby or Filey, Nesborough or Morton, Scarborough or Harrogate or Pickering or Norton, we're North Yorkshire.
I have the greatest pleasure in the honour, and it is an honour, and knowing that it will fulfil a vital function in this county.
The then BBC chairman opening Radio York this week in 83, the occasion featured on the cover of the Radio Times. Happy 65th birthday this week to this chap.
This has been Kid Jensen with Worldwide News, compiled by the 208 News Desk from the wires of UNS. And UPI, Dateline Friday, November 14th, 1969.
To the music right at the forefront of great British rock and roll. Status Quo here on 208 in a world preview from their new LP, Hello, to be released in a couple of weeks' time.
Saturdays from 2 till 5:30 on Trent 301 is Saturday Sport. Lots of sport.
Lots of music.
Sport like you want to hear on Trent 301.
Kid Jensen.
Hi there. I have a letter now from Dave Collingwood, who writes to me from Turner Road in Newcastle. Hi, Dave. Dave's letter is really bursting.
Kid Jensen, who was on Radio Luxembourg when he was 18. Over here, we heard him on Trent, Radio 1, Capital, Heart, Gold, Smooth, and on that very first commercial radio network chart. This week, 52 years ago, we lost a radio character, a former captain of Harlequin FC. He presented the first ever running sports commentary on BBC Radio. It was a rugby international match. And later, he did the first football match, too.
The referee was rather unsighted. He couldn't see it. And it might have easily occurred to him that the ball had been put over the line by the City players, men of 81.
The voice of Teddy Wakelam, who died this week in 63. And whilst we're at olden days, let's focus on the launch of the first ever radio station in Leeds. It was this week, 91 years ago.
Mr. J.C.W. Reith, as he then was, appointed me to open and run the station on June the 4th, 1924, just 1 month to get things going. My first local broadcast in the studio on the following day was Children's Hour, a programme which ran from 5 to 6 p.m., 6 days a week, with several years to come.
Albert Eldred launching 2LS in Leeds on the 8th of July, 1924. That station lasted 7 years. It was to be another 37 years before local radio returned to the city. Radio in Coventry also came and went. The BBC's local station launched and then closed in 95. But this week in 2003, the BBC's Director General suggested its closure had been a mistake. Mind you, there were a few who'd said so at the time.
The Warwick and Leamington Conservative MP, Sir Dudley Smith, says the BBC has made a huge mistake with its plans to merge CWR with the Birmingham-based Radio WM. The changes are expected to happen at the end of May, but Sir Dudley says the move will leave people in his constituency without a voice.
Once you start going outside of about 15 to 20 yards, 20 miles radius, it no longer becomes local.
The story of BBC CWR, and this week, 12 years ago, the scene was set for its return. Steve Wright in the Afternoon had appeared on Radio 1, but it's 16 years this week since it replaced Stewpot on Radio 2.
Steve, loving your little show every afternoon. Spreadsheets are made bearable because of you.
Great mix of music. Lorraine, hard at work in Glasgow. Thank you, Lorraine. That's very nice of you. Can you please sort out the weather, righty? Trying to paint my garage door and it keeps raining. Good show, though.
Loving the show, Steve. Steve Wright, who began in the afternoon weekdays on Radio 2 this week in 99 after a few months on weekends. So, with the BBC's first record programme 88 years ago this week.
I know you'd like to hear the rest of that, and so would I.
Minster FM launching in York 23 years ago.
May they play some great records.
BBC Blackburn becoming Radio Lancashire 34 years ago.
Serving you, the people of North East Lancashire, on 96.4 VHF.
The first edition of Radio Newsreel 75 years ago. The start of Casey Kasem's American Top 40 45 years ago.
Coming up is my special report on a place where it's against the law to boogie.
Lord Hanson launching Melody Radio in London 25 years ago, now magic.
London's lighter touch.
And the BBC Trust rejecting plans to close Six Music 5 years ago.
My name is Phil Jupitus.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio.